Josh, let me get that. Good morning, guys. Let's give it up for our worship team leading us in worship this morning. Well, guys, it has been an incredible weekend together. Have you guys had a good time?
Yeah.
You guys enjoyed yourselves? Raise your hand if you feel like you got to go deeper with God this weekend in any way, shape, or form. Come on, that's awesome. So, you know, Friday we talked about being anchored by God. Yesterday we talked about being anchored to the vow, right? Our men and women split lesson. Last night we got anchored in worship, which is powerful and super fun. And this morning we're going to be talking about being anchored to the dream. Anchored to the dream. We're going to talk about being dreamers and about being anchored to God's dream. And honestly, guys, this morning I just want the Holy Spirit and the scriptures just to breathe life into us this morning, to breathe faith, breathe inspiration, that we'll all leave this island just more filled up with God's love. Does that sound good this morning? You guys in for that? And just filled with light from God. And so we're going to be talking about being anchored to the dream, specifically the dream, God's dream of being with you in heaven one day. We're going to talk about heaven today. Amen. But we're also going to talk about your dreams for your life. We're going to talk about how to be a dreamer, how to do that. And to encourage you guys to not just be dreamers in a selfish way for your life, but to be dreamers for God's kingdom. Amen. So I got 3 points for you guys this morning. Dream it, seek it, claim it.
Nice.
Dream it, seek it, claim it. Point number one, dream it. Turn your Bibles over to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. The first thing you got to do is you got to come up with a dream. So I want to ask you guys this morning, what are your dreams? What are your dreams? What are the dreams burning on your heart? What are your dreams for your life and for the kingdom of God? You know, it's important to take time to dream your kingdom dreams for your life.
That's right.
Our dreams must result in building the kingdom in some way, shape, or form. Amen? We must have kingdom dreams because, like we've already talked about at midweek, the kingdom is the only thing that will never perish.
Yes.
It's the only thing that's going to last forever. So it makes sense to have dreams that are about the kingdom, because those dreams echo into eternity.
Amen.
God wants us to dream God-sized dreams. Let's check this scripture out here. It says, "Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than all we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen."
Amen.
Guys, God can accomplish infinitely more than all we might ask or imagine. Is that not encouraging?
Yes.
Right? That's amazing. But I love how the NLT says infinitely more than we might ask.
Yeah.
Key word being might.
Yeah.
Meaning we have to ask him. You got to have a dream. God's ready to blow your mind, but he's like, it's a might. You got to have a dream. You know, God is a dreamer. And since we are made in his image, right? Like Genesis 1 talks about, we're therefore dreamers as well.
Yeah.
We're made in God's image. I mean, God's an incredible dreamer. Just look at the universe. Look at the beach. Look at our planet. God is a dreamer. He's made us dreamers as well. But I want to ask you this morning, are you dreaming? Are you dreaming for your life? What are your dreams for this semester? For this school year? You know, we all love Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, "I have a dream," right? I mean, I've watched that thing so many times. Every time I'm like on the verge of tears. It's incredible. But think about this. How much less inspiring would that speech have been if he didn't say, I had a dream, but he said, I have a plan. Or I have an idea. Or I have a thought. It's just something, it's just not as powerful, right? So there's just something about having a dream that it just stirs our hearts. There's something about that word. And when we have a dream, not only does it stir our hearts, but it stirs the heart of God, guys. It kind of gets his attention. When you start praying about a dream, when you start thinking about it, getting advice about it, you see, real dreams require faith. Plans just require hard work. Anyone can make plans. Real dreams require a God. Ideas only require human beings. Real dreams call everyone higher, to a higher standard. Your thoughts and opinions only call people to yourself. So I want to ask you, what would your I have a dream speech be? What do you want to tell the world about your life? You know, your life is significant. God looks at you and says, that's a significant man or woman of God. They got to have dreams. And they got to share them. What are your dreams? What are your dreams for the kingdom of God? You know, here's some dreams that might be yours. Here's some dreams that I thought of that I think we might relate to or can resonate with. I think some of us have a dream for our family members to become Christians. Some of us have a dream to overcome that chronic sin that's just been defeating you for too long. Some of us have a dream to make an impact on the world through your career, through what you're going to school for. Some of us have a dream to really serve the less fortunate, to serve the poor. And that's what's stirring our hearts. Some of us just have a dream to find a career you love, that you're passionate about, but you're talented with it as well. Some of us have a dream to find the man or woman of our dreams.
Amen. Right.
Some of us have a dream to help someone at your school become a Christian. Some of us have a dream to build deeper relationships within this ministry, to go deeper in your friendships. Some of us here have a dream to go into full-time ministry. And all of us have a dream to make it to heaven to be with Jesus. Amen. I don't know what your dreams are, but I do know that God wants you to dream. He wants you to dream in order to build up his kingdom. Guys, God desires to blow your minds. But you got to start with dreaming it, with dreaming your dream. Our dreams, let me just be clear about this, they got to be kingdom dreams. Okay. We got to filter our dreams through the kingdom. So if your dream is just, I'm going to make a lot of money and kind of get a big house, buy some cars, it's going to be great. It's not really a kingdom dream because all that's going to go away. Or if your dream is just to find that special someone, even that's a little not a kingdom dream. Now, if your dream is to meet that someone and build a kingdom with them, now it's a kingdom dream.
Yes.
But it can't just be, well, I just want to find my match, period. But you got to dream dreams that are about heaven. And so the way I think about my dreams is, how is this going to help get more people to heaven? How is this going to make a bigger influence on the world?
Yes.
Is this just a cool idea I have, or is this about God?
Right. Amen.
And I want to encourage you guys, if you haven't, start a dream journal that can help you stay focused on accomplishing your dreams. Start a dream journal. And here's just a simple, practical prayer to pray. It just goes like this. God, make my dreams your dreams. And break my heart for what breaks yours.
Yeah.
I've been praying that prayer for a while now. And it has led me to places I believe I wouldn't have been if I wasn't praying that prayer. And, you know, I'd like to call myself a dreamer. I love to dream dreams. I lose sleep at night dreaming about things for the kingdom. I just love it. I love dreaming. As a kid, I dreamed to play on the New York Yankees. I thought about it a lot. A couple years in a row, my Halloween costume was like a homemade pinstripes, Yankee uniform. Yeah. It's like all I wanted. Play professional baseball. And I've had a lot of other dreams in my life. Matt can attest to that. I had a dream to start a banana food truck with Matt and Seth and like travel the U.S. in this food truck that only sold banana type foods, like banana smoothies, like banana type sandwiches and peanut butter, I don't know. And we were like, we're going to get in this food truck and the money we get will be our gas money so we can get to the World Summit in 2012. And we were like, only one of us has a license and we have no money, but we had a dream. That didn't happen. I had a dream to tour the world and be a singer-songwriter. I had a dream to build a sandlot in my neighborhood. That actually happened. It was really cool. I had a dream to be a pro skateboarder. Obviously didn't happen. And the list goes on and on. I've had a lot of dreams, but when I became a Christian, my dreams changed their focus. My dreams very quickly became about God and not about me. The best dreams worth dreaming are kingdom dreams, guys. Yes. Yeah. They're worth your time. They're worth your investment. God dreams for his kingdom every day. So being a little older now at the age of 24, I want to live a kingdom-centered life. I just love the idea of that everything I do is about getting people to heaven. Amen. Every waking moment of the day. I want to live a kingdom-centered life. I want to help other people do the same. It's that simple. I don't want to live out my dreams. I want to live out God's dreams for my life.
Right.
I want to keep an open heart to what those are. And I don't want to be too attached to my dreams that I miss out on God's dreams for my life. If you're not keeping your eyes open, your heart open, you could miss out on God's dreams for you. You know, I have a dream to be able to go to the city and build up the Manhattan Campus Ministry someday. I have a dream to kind of lay down roots in the city and build up these city ministries and start a family in the city and to see God move in Manhattan like it was more kind of a couple years ago when our church got going there. You know, I want to go one day plant a church in upstate New York. I want to go reach New York with people. And then hopefully one day go to Africa when I'm ready for that. And Ugo is coming with me. It'd be great to help me out. But I want to go to the city. I want to go to Africa. I want to help people know God. These are just my dreams. But what are yours? You know, there is no dream too big for God, and there's no prayer too big to pray. I just want to read some scriptures here to kind of stoke our faith this morning. I'm just going to read them one after another. And I just want you to listen to these scriptures. Listen to these. Let them just jack up your faith in a good way. Mark 9:23, Jesus says, "What do you mean if I can?" Jesus asked, "Anything is possible if a person believes." Habakkuk 1 verse 5, the Lord replied, "Look around at the nations, look and be amazed, for I am going to do something in your day that if someone told you, you wouldn't believe it, even if they told you about it." Matthew 19:26, Jesus looked at them intently and said, "Humanly speaking, it is impossible," or with man, it is impossible, "but with God, everything is possible." Amen?
Amen.
Mark 11:22-24. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, 'May you be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and not have doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours." That's Jesus talking to you. Guys, these scriptures are amazing. And when I read these, I'm like, I just want to dream. I just want to see these scriptures come alive in my life. So the scriptures I just mentioned, there's just some great anchor scriptures for dreaming, for dreamers. But here's the deal, guys. You can dream it all you want, but after you dream your dream, you have to actively seek it. Which is point number two, seek it. We must actively seek after our dreams in faith, putting our faith in the power of God. and not letting your faith be dictated by your past or by your circumstances. Mm-hmm. Don't let your dreams be dictated by what's happened. Let it be dictated about who God is, what the Bible says. Turn your Bibles over to James chapter 2.
Come on, Mark.
James chapter 2. We're going to read a scripture here, and I really want you guys to pay attention to what James, the brother of Jesus, is saying right here. I'm starting verse 14. He says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is what? It's dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, I got deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds.' You believe that there is one God. Good! Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person. Do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together.
Amen.
And his faith was made complete by what he did.
Amen.
Guys, we must have faith and deeds and action in order for our dreams to become a reality. We are co-workers with God. Meaning God, yeah, he's like, I'm awesome, I'm powerful, I'm great, but I still need you to do something. You can't just sit in your room and pray and hope that things are going to happen. He's like, that's where it starts. It starts with a dream. You got to pray. You got to get your faith there. But then you got to go act like it's going to happen. God is wanting to work with you. Many dreams sadly remain dreams because of a failure to act in faith.
Yeah.
A failure to act. Many dreams don't become realities because of a lack of action on our part, not on God's part. It's a lack of our faith. It's a lack of our action. God's up there like, I'm ready. Let's do this. But I need you to get out of the house and start talking to people.
Right.
If you want to see this dream accomplished. A dream by itself, unless it is accompanied with action, is dead. And some of us got some dead dreams right now. And we're not faithful about them. We're not acting on them. But God's saying you got to seek it with all your heart. Just like I sought after you. And you got to dream your dream, but you got to act upon it. You know, it's kind of like, if there's a process to this, it's like you dream your dream, you think about the final vision you have, and then you got to work backwards from there, right? So if you want to build a ministry to 100 people, you got to think, if we're going to get there, what needs to take place before that happens? Amen?
Amen.
And I love in verse 22 when it says, he's talking about Abraham, and he says, you see that his faith and actions were working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. That's it right there. But is your faith and your deeds working together? Or is it just one or the other and they're not unified? Let me try to just illustrate this more for you guys. So, for example, if your dream, the dream of yours is to help your family member become a Christian, that's a dream you have to seek after.
Right.
You have to be persistent. And so here's some steps that would be your actions working together with your faith, with this example, right? So that would mean inviting them to church,
right?
At least 2-3 times a month. Connecting with other disciples, like connecting them with other disciples their age, right? For a family member. Praying for them, praying with them, asking them if they want to pray together. Sharing your conversion story, just being vulnerable about your life. Doing a quiet time together. asking them if they'd want to do Bible studies with another brother or sister in the church, just putting it out there, and just getting them around disciples. Right? Those are all actions that go towards a dream. And God's like, I'm ready to move, but these are things you need to do. And you got to believe that I'm going to work through your boldness. Amen? But I want to ask you, are you seeking out your dream? Think about that. I don't know what your dream is, but are you seeking it out? Are you doing things weekly to see your dreams in your life become a reality? You know, a practical thing you can do is just take time to break down your dreams. Like I said, like in your journal or something, just think about, where do I want to be in 5 years? What do I want to see God do? And just kind of break that down in your life. Maybe it's just graduating. Maybe that's just a dream and you're like, I got to think about this. I got to think about my schoolwork. I got to think about my major. How am I going to finish this thing? You got to break that down. But guys, just to close out this point, let's not be a people who only have dead dreams because of a lack of faith and action. Amen?
Amen.
You know, I was walking on the beach this morning, and yes, it started to rain. I was like, amen, we're going to keep going. And, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. As you're walking, like, the waves come up on the shore. They look awesome for a moment, but then they just kind of fade into the sand, right? Just wave after wave, tide after tide. And I was kind of looking at these waves, and I'm like, that's my life right there. I'm just kind of coming onto this planet. I'm going to go right back to be with God. Our lives are a mist. You only have a limited amount of time to dream. You only got one life. You got to dream big. You know, James also says, your life is a mist. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And so if your life is that short, just like that wave coming up and dissolving back into the sand, you'd be crazy not to dream for your life, especially with a God who is for you, not against you. You know, the Holy Spirit just kind of led me to some Psalms this morning. I was looking at these waves, Psalm 89:47. Remember how fleeting is my life. For what futility you have created all men. What man can live and not see death or save himself from the power of the grave? Psalm 90:12 in the NLT says, teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. Guys, listen, we will all meet death. It's the reality of life. And so you got to have dreams that are about life after death. Amen?
Amen.
Kingdom dreams. And you got to actively pursue them. But once you dream it, you seek it. But thirdly, you got to claim it. That's our last point. Claim it. Claim your dream. So Jesus, he came to earth with a dream. Did you guys know that? He came to earth with a dream. So I just want to ask you guys, what was Jesus' dream when he came to earth? Like, what do you guys see in Scripture? What was Jesus' dream? What do you guys see? Yeah, Kyrie.
Best carpenter.
Best carpenter.
What?
To show people the true kingdom of God.
Show people the kingdom. Awesome. Scott.
To heal people and to heal their emotional and physical.
Yeah. Yeah, heal every part of us. Yep.
To serve the poor.
Save
the world.
Save the world.
To make people feel loved.
Make people feel loved. To give life and life to the full. To make disciples. Any others you guys can think of? Yeah.
Show that anyone can, like, be in the kingdom and not just,
like, companies. Yeah, all people. Anyone is part of this kingdom. Taj. To spread his wisdom, for sure. Definitely, Brielle. To help people see their value. Amen.
Defeat Satan.
What'd you say?
Defeat Satan.
Yes, exactly.
Amen.
1 John 3:8. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
Yes.
That was Jesus' dream. He's like, I'm going to come here. I'm going to destroy all the work he's done. That was Jesus' dream. To put sin to death, to conquer it by rising from the dead. Guys, Jesus had a dream and he was clear about it. He dreamed it He seeked it and he claimed it in a pretty epic way with rising from the dead, which no one's ever done. Jesus sought after his dream of destroying the devil's work by doing everything you guys just said. How did he destroy the devil's work? Loving all people, healing the sick, serving the poor, preaching, teaching, healing, praying, withdrawing to solitary places. All of that was about defeating the enemy's work. And he is also getting a head start on defeating the enemy's work in your life. He's saying, let me get a head start. Let me just do things now that are going to help people 2,000 years later so they're not destroyed by the enemy, but they can destroy Satan with me. Amen? And when it came for Jesus to die facing the cross, right, the joy set before him, he endured it. And he claimed his dream by dying and resurrecting. Guys, Jesus, he dreamed for you, man. He dreamed for your life. Every single day was about you for Jesus. Sweat, blood, and tears, all for you so that you could be anchored in a dream as well. And so that you could say, no, not today, Satan. You're going down, defeating your work. I'm going to triumph above you. Amen? In short, Jesus' dream is that you will follow in his steps and claim your dreams. That's Jesus' dream for you. That you'll follow in his steps and claim your dreams. Guys, there is nothing better than seeing a dream become a reality. There's nothing better. It's the sweetest thing when you can have this dream that you've been praying about, that you've been getting advice about, you've been working hard with, and to see it come to fruition. You know, last night, Brianna claimed her dream. Amen. Yes. It was awesome. And she fought for that. God fought for her. Sisters fought for her. And it was a time of rejoicing. But that didn't just happen. Right? She'll tell you that. She didn't just wake up and say, I'm getting baptized today. But she claimed her dream. And now she's on the other side of this dream, loving life with new brothers and sisters in Christ. But I want to ask you, what dreams for God's kingdom will you claim this semester? Just what are you going to claim this semester? Will it be glorifying God in school? Will it be helping someone become a Christian? Will it be pursuing that next step in your career? Will it be growing deeper in your friendships in the body? Will it be defeating that sin that's been taking you down? Will it be growing in your discipline? I don't know what it is for you, but what dream are you going to claim? Are you going to say, no, this is mine. And Satan's not taking this from me. You got to dream it. You got to seek it, but you must claim it. Not for your sake, but for Jesus' sake. Amen? Amen? So he can be glorified, and so more people can go to heaven. Speaking of heaven, I just want to close out this morning with setting our gaze on heaven. Amen? Yeah. And talking about God's dream for us to be with him. God's dream has always been to be with you. To be with you. Revelation 22, verse 1 to 5. I'm going to read this here. This is a vision of where we will be someday as disciples of Jesus with our Lord and the reality of God's dream, the new heaven and the new earth. And guys, I just really want you to listen to this closely as we close out today. When I read this, I get so much peace. I get so much comfort. And it just makes me want to be a dreamer. It makes me want to help other people be dreamers as well. Yeah. So Revelation 22, starting in verse 1. Maybe you just want to listen as I read it and close your eyes and think about what this is saying. Whatever you want to do. But it says, then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him. We will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign with Him forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
You're gonna see the face of God one day. You know, that beach is amazing to look at. I love looking at the ocean. And even being here this weekend, I've just realized how much more I love the beach. I'm like, what have I been doing my life? But, you know, you look at that and you're like, man, this is amazing. Oh my gosh, heaven is going to be light years more than this. And my mind can't even fathom that. I'm like, I'm gonna like be walking on maybe a beach type of place, but Jesus is gonna roll up, he's gonna give me a hug, and I'm just gonna have some time with Jesus. Like, I will see His face. You're gonna see His face. That's where we're going, guys. We're all gonna be with Jesus, and that's worth dreaming about. Amen. You know, when you're there with Him, all the hardship that you would have had to go through, all the temptation, all the pain, all the tears, in that moment, it's all going to be worth it. Every dream you've worked for and prayed about, it's going to be worth it in that moment where you come up onto the shores of heaven and you're with Jesus. You're not going to think about anything that's happened and like, oh man, that was such a hard time. You're just going to be like, I'm here, I made it. Yes, it was worth it. Praise God, I dream my dreams. And there's going to be kind of more footsteps on that shore of the people you brought with you.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. It won't just be your footsteps. It's going to be a whole family of people.
Right.
So guys, we got to be anchored to the dream.
Yeah.
So let's be people that fulfill God's dream to bring heaven to earth. Amen?
Amen.
And let's not let our dreams remain dead dreams. But let's each take time to dream kingdom dreams, to seek them, to pursue them, to get advice about them, and to claim them this school year. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Let's be anchored to the dream of living forever with God and destroying the devil's work in our world. Guys, I love you. Amen? To God be the glory.
Yeah.